Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for a major announcement from the Mike O'Mara Show. A major, major announcement. Breaking news concerning the Mike O'Mara Show. But before we do that, I would like to send out thanks to Mike O'Mara Show listener Trip Affleck, who Trip listens to every single show. By the way, Trip, stop promoting that other show. Anyway, getting back to what I was going to say, Trip. Trip is a very, very loyal fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we appreciate that. He's also very active on social media, and he continuously puts out lovely, funny things on Facebook and is very aware. Doesn't miss a trick. Nothing gets by Trip when you're talking about.
You know, that was my father's mother's favorite expression about a baby. He doesn't miss a trick, this one.
He doesn't miss a trick. I am perfectly capable of sharing with you very, very old expressions because I am very, very old.
You're not that old.
Well, I'm sort of old.
No. You're only a little bit older than me, and I'm not. I'm a kid.
Appreciate it. All right. So anyway, so Trip heard us talking about the lighting.
Oh, your backdrop.
Ooh.
Oh, that's an actual backdrop. A lot of people think it's chroma key.
Oh, no. Yeah,
no, it's an actual backdrop.
It's not a green screen.
He can't do like Fort Myers weather or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Tucker Barnes.
Mike has a similar backdrop that if you watched Game of Thrones yesterday.
Yes, no spoilers, please.
They had on the play when they were running around.
I didn't watch it. In fact, I was. Carla said that I was sound asleep. A new record with NyQuil induced. Put the little guy down and a NyQuil induced coma like sleep at 7:30 after the Morley Safer tribute, which was not a tribute. Me 60 minutes for what you did. I mean, no.
They're going to rerun the big one.
Yeah, they gave him a tribute before he died.
Is that, Rob, is that CBS? Could that be any more CBS? We put it in the can while he was alive so he could see it. Then the guy happens to die an hour after he retires, and we decided we'd put on one of his favorite episodes. You're a network.
And you know what?
Do a little bit more. How about some
nice
stuff?
And they did 2 hours. They did 2 hours of 60 Minutes last night.
The week before, about Maury.
No, last night they had two episodes back
Morley,
to back.
Not Maury.
Oh, his name's not Maury?
Maury Safer.
Oh, I thought it was like Maury Povich.
It's Morley.
No. Oh, he needs a better name.
Yeah. Maury, Mike. Morley Amsterdam.
Morley.
I loved Morley Amsterdam on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
He looked like a California raisin. He was so nice.
He was a very sweet guy.
He was speaking riddles.
I love the voice. I love all his pieces that he did on celebrities. And he did the fun stuff. He did the he did the puff pieces. I love
some good
that.
Some of the best celebrity interviews of them
and
all.
And he did some hard journalism as well. He made his name in the Vietnam War. But hold on. We on this show talked about the fact that the lighting for our camera is a little bit inadequate. And I think if you look at my picture now.
Doesn't that make it your camera?
And when I look at you, the camera, your studio is beautifully lit,
Thank you.
See you guys bright and clear. You see me in kind of a dim room, do you not?
Well, it's simply we only for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
right. Because we changed cameras.
Yeah, so once we upgrade back to our old camera, then we'll be fine.
You don't really look like a psycho killer.
Trip didn't want to wait,
so he sent you something.
Trip sent me a package. From Studio Lighting
City?
Or Studio One or something like that.
From the Sunset Boulevard?
No, it was actually from Trip, so it's Studio.
You
know, the fact that he has studio lights and he doesn't do anything that
studio
has to do
with... Studio Pro.
Okay.
That's you.
Studio Pro.
I'll tell you, there is some lighting that I'm going to turn on right now. This apparently is backlighting.
Yes.
For a studio. It looks like maybe a photo studio. It's got all sorts of umbrellas, and it looks like what would be used if you went to glamour shots.
Like a photo shoot.
Okay, yeah.
That's really nice of him.
I'm going to turn one of these on here.
Sure. Look at that.
Oh, it's great.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh, perfect.
LEDs.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the movie Armageddon.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
No, Mike, don't walk into the light.
It's contact.
Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too early.
No,
you
what's
can't
good
retire
is that the actual, the addition of light has sharpened your image.
Oh, it
the
has.
Camera
it
loves
really
it.
Has.
The
yes.
camera loves it.
Yes.
But it looks like your house is burning down.
Yes.
I don't know how to use it.
If
I don't think facing it towards the camera is really...
No, it should be sort of behind the camera.
Yeah, it should be behind the camera.
Shooting at you.
If you can somehow walk around your house, open the window, and then shoot the light through your window into the studio, that's probably the best way.
Okay.
Mike, when they mean backlight, they mean the back of you, not shooting you from behind.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just I put the light in back of the backdrop.
That's better.
That's not the way they meant backdrop.
But
I hope he's doing
it's
a bit.
Better.
Be
no, it's this, I miss, think it's real.
Misdirect.
But no, I think it's better.
There, that's better, right?
Yeah.
It's not, mm-hmm. not
but there
not,
is
that,
there
that, that better. Though. It's going to get hot and burn down that tarp behind him.
Well, it's more of a backdrop than a tarp, but yes, you're right.
Yes.
The vinyl
Fire
is going
hazard.
To get very pliable.
It burns. It burns.
It's going to be
burns.
Like film when
How's
it burns.
That? Is that a little just better?
Much better. Oh my God, 10 times better.
It is better.
Let's start the show.
But how close
to your teeth?
How close is the studio light, Mike? How close is the studio light to your backdrop?
It's pointing away from it, but it's like they're halogen bulbs.
Oh, so they're throwing off a lot of light.
They're big-ass halogen bulbs.
Yeah. Don't touch them with your finger.
Yeah, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Don't burn the baby.
Hot water burns the baby, Mike.
All right. Now he's going back into the light.
They're not hot.
Well, they're going to be
hot.
They're
not hot right now.
Well, I don't know.
You do look better, though.
I don't know. All right. Anyway,
is your mic okay? You just gave your mic the worst look. You looked at your microphone like you found curly hairs on it.
Yeah, I did.
You do look better.
You do.
You do look better. You do. This is great. I mean, we might not have to buy another camera.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Trip.
This is good.
Hold on. I'm going to do this.
Good. Now that it looks good, let's mess with it.
Let's mess with it some more. Mike right now is looking at his camera.
He loves that he can use the remote
to zoom
in and out. Yeah.
Just so we're clear, the majority of our listeners are just listening right now.
That's
right. Yes. Now, much better. Yeah, that's
good.
That's great.
I like
you
that.
You look great.
Is that good?
That looks great.
There you are.
Yeah.
How's that?
Who loves you, baby?
You should look at the video presentation after the show.
Is it that
so,
bad?
No, to just confirm that you like this angle.
Yeah,
it's good. And I see when he says something like that, he makes me paranoid.
Well, that's why he says it.
It's not the most flattering angle.
This
it's
angle
a fine
right
angle.
I mean, he looks like a monster. Look at him.
He doesn't look like a monster.
What do you mean I look like? Are you so it's not. Tell me the truth.
You
both got, of
you.
You
gotta
tell
back
me
out.
The truth.
Zooming in is never a good thing.
Yeah, it messes up your resolution.
Yes.
And also, you're too much headroom. So maybe zoom out a click.
Yes.
Well, then why did you say it's great? It looks great.
Well, your resolution.
Lying.
No, the resolution is better. The lighting is
better.
We're
looking at how sharp
the picture
is. But
now we're going to optimize.
I swear to God, I never get a straight answer from this crew.
Mike,
I swear to God.
I would say.
You'll never get a straight answer from Trip. Am I right?
Better.
That's good.
Yes. One more zoom in. Let's see that once again.
So the middle one?
Yes. One more. That's it.
Really, I like the other one. Go out.
Yeah, go out.
Well, that is where it was before, and I don't... Wait, how about I do this?
Your head was cut off before.
Yeah, you needed more headroom.
Yeah. That looks good.
I think it's better. No.
Oh, not do that.
Click out.
That was my head. I'm looking at a picture that does... That's another...
You know what? It's a software, Mike. It's a software.
By the way, for all the people that are listening on audio and don't know what we're talking about, sorry. I apologize for the beginning of this show. My sincere apologies. Okay, so let me... So back it out one more time?
Two more times.
Back it up.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not doing
better.
That, Rob, because that's the way it was originally. That's the... There. How's that?
I liked it better the other way.
I'm going to say this is great.
You like this?
This is perfect.
Do you like this, Rob?
It's perfect.
Fantastic.
It looks
it's
like
beautiful.
You're broadcasting somewhere in the future.
All right,
it's awesome.
So I'm adjusting my camera. I apologize for the beginning of this show. I have a major announcement to make. We are very, very excited to announce that the Mike O'Mara Show will be heard for this summer on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City.
The Wave! An affiliate.
A return to FM radio.
Somebody told me about this last week. It happened over the weekend, I guess, and then we're on.
Boom, bam.
Like bing, bang, boom, without any real...
Radio moves fast, Mike.
Either
you
moves
keep
really
up.
Slow or really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they dick you around for 6 years, or they put you on like in an hour.
Yeah,
and
Captain
that's the
Steve.
Way, that's the way. Hey, you know what? Captain Steve, God bless KCJJ, but we're very
moving
pleased.
On to a hotter chick.
If you are planning on heading down to the Ocean City, Maryland area... this weekend, if you're going to go down on Friday, we're going to be on at 7 o'clock till 9. That's going to be our time slot, Monday through Friday, on 97.1 The Wave, back on the FM airwaves in scenic, beautiful Ocean City, Maryland.
Stacks so and stacks of
please,
wax.
Please make sure that you you give us a listen. I think that I don't know a lot about the radio station. I don't know a lot about Ocean City, to be honest with you. I know we used to do shows down there a long time ago, but you
very
know,
popular destination for DC vacationers, Maryland
yes,
vacationers.
So you know, we are a radio show and podcast, and it's great to get back on the radio. It happens occasionally. We are a creature of online, and then we also get picked up by radio stations on occasion.
The
and
show
it's
is
always
formatted
fun to do that.
For the radio.
It
the
is.
The show is formatted. It's a two-hour radio show. It's a 79-minute podcast, and we are very, very happy to be back on the radio at 97.1 The Wave, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday in Ocean City. And
boom, bam.
You know, that's. Do you have anything more to add?
I have something to add.
Yes?
I would say that the idea of someone getting slogging into Ocean City on a Friday night or be hanging out on their porch or the deck and grabbing a beer, listening to the show really, really gets me going. You know,
you love it. Well, I mean,
I
it's a great. You know what? It is a perfect time slot because when you're back and you take a shower and you're ready to get your day started,
I'm
gonna
go
your,
back down
your night started.
Just because we do this,
yeah,
summertime fun time.
Anytime, Mike O'Mara Showtime as you head on down to Secrets. So you're excited.
Secrets
on the Bay.
Pre-game with the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll love it. Shall we start the show?
I think we should.
Okay, let's begin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I realize that you are most likely the product of lower class inbreeding, but perhaps you could help me.
Oh, gosh, I certainly hope so. You know what you are? You're one of those little fancy lads, aren't you? Boy, you're cute.
Okay.
Gosh, what a sweet little outfit. Is it your little spring outfit?
No.
You know, you remind me of my niece Sally. Lovely girl. She's a dietitian. Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
No, I don't want to buy a monkey.
Are you sure?
No, I'm on my way. Your family must be very proud of you.
All right, we'll see you, honey.
Well, I probably should hurry, shouldn't I? Because they're going to start the banquet soon. Oh. And I must tell you, I'm famished.
Well, why wouldn't you be? Big girls have big appetites, don't they?
Listen, do yourself a favor. Don't let them give you any of that flank steak bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Try the London broil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good tip.
Sure.
I shall do it.
Pamper yourself.
Well, I will.
Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, I must tell you, for a yellow-eyed, gamey-smelling lowlife, you really have quite a decent heart about you, sir. I am going to be on my way.
Okay, good
okay.
for you.
Yeah, off I go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, have a good trip, okay. Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Think about me, all right? oh, man, do I hate them fancy lads.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. We may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for the home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. Am I right, Rob Spiewak?
If you are in Hardwick, Vermont, and you have logging or excavation needs, and isn't that something that would be a Vermont business?
I do all my logging when I am in Vermont.
Yes.
I go up and I visit the Colburns, and then I log.
Yes, you got to log.
I spend the rest of my summer logging. That's what I do.
When you log, sometimes you bite off more than you can chew, Mike, and you want to
Carla
call.
Carla logs her food.
Call Ben Ackerman and Kyle Foster at Natural High Timber Dirt Extreme.
That's for Vistaprint. Right now, hey, get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards at Vistaprint. for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you, and isn't that the purpose of a business card? You can use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That, my friends, is a 50% savings. And remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sicky McSicksick house. And
how long has there been illness in your house?
It's infirmary.
We are probably the better part of the month.
That
it
is
started
rough.
With my lovely son, and then it moved to my lovely wife, and now it has moved on to lovely me. And you know, it's a
not
cold.
Zika.
It's not Zika virus. It is not the Zika virus. But I will tell you that I am truly, truly happy to have a wife who takes care of me, and I'm very happy about that.
I have a classmate of mine that said that he's getting a pool put into his home, right? And
His home,
yeah,
inside.
And in his backyard, and he said,
"Mike, it's an above ground inside the house pool.
You're bearing the lead." And he said one of his contractors wanted to add $2,000 to one of the projects because there was some water issues, and he's in construction, like he knows exactly what can and cannot be done, right? But he's not going to build the pool. You get a pool guy to build the pool.
By the way, and just let me interrupt here. When you're talking about building a pool, for anybody that's ever built a house and decided they wanted to get a pool, the difference between pool contractors and the other contractors is when the pool contractors arrive, they all have giant sails above their trucks with a skull and crossbones flying overhead.
That's just my two cents.
And a lot of stucco with them, right?
Yeah, a lot of defective stucco.
We got bad news. The gunite gun's jammed up.
He said one of the contractors came. He said, we got to take care of this as soon as possible. You know that Zika's coming to Maryland. And I say, he said, wait a second.
There you go.
He goes, you're selling me with Zika prevention?
He's a terrorist.
Didn't want standing water in the yard for the skeeters to breed, right?
Yeah. He goes, yeah. Is Zika even in Maryland? Even if it is it something I have to worry about right now? And you're going to add another $1,000 to expedite this process?
A lot of fun things, they say.
Mike,
yeah,
he actually presented it like a television promo. Zika is coming.
Zika is good. You know, I told Rob, did I tell the story on the air about the fact that I was getting ready to go to work one day and I had one of our fancy sales meetings that I had to dress up for. So I had a decent pair of dress pants on. I was not dressed like a DJ.
Right.
And
slacks.
And the pool had brown, like in the corner, sippage. Sippage was coming in from the dirt. And it was coming, and it happened like three different times. And I'm standing out there with this guy and I said, see in the corner, that's got to be redone. I don't see what you're talking about. I said, and I got closer and I leaned down and it's very noticeable.
Oh,
right in the corner of the pool is brown dirt, like markings where it's coming from the outside. And I said,
the rain would come, the dirt would wash in because of bad grading. Okay,
whatever was happening, there was the pristine inside of the gunite pool.
Gunite had
spooge coming in from outside. And I'd spent a king's ransom on getting this. I was blessed enough to have this project in my backyard. And I point, and then I get closer. And then I actually have my finger down at the water's edge. And he said, well, you talked about the corner? And I got so pissed off.
No.
I go up to my waist. I get into the pool, fully clothed, fully clothed. And I said, this, MF-er, it's right here. I've got my finger on it right here. Fix it.
Fully dressed.
I was fully clothed. I was fully clothed.
Oh my God!
Following day, the absolute true story. The guy Joe, I will not mention his company or his last name, old man, he had twin sons that ran the business, and they were the guys. And then the old man would come out occasionally just to talk to me about it.
Sure.
And he's standing on the pool deck, and he goes, Mike. These guys that come out, they're on drugs, they're alcoholics, and I said, these are your subcontractors.
Yeah, you've hired them.
You're talking like you're detached from them. How removed can the general contractor be from his subcontractors in a project? I don't understand. And that's why Northern Virginia is the greatest place to live in the world.
It's not just Northern Virginia, Mike. When my dad, I've said this to you before, I'm sure, when he was building his house on the Eastern Shore, the builders used to have something they called Beer Friday.
And what? This is a great story.
And my father said, "What's Beer Friday?" And they said, "Well, on Fridays, we still build your house, but we drink beer." And my father said, "Well, that sounds charming." So he made a couple Friday trips down there. You know, it's about a 3.5 hour drive, and he brought them a case of beer. And the guy that was the foreman, I guess like the leader, he was very short, little guy. Like almost, you wonder if he had a glandular condition. He was right on the level there. And he was not an enthusiastic supporter of Beer Friday, because sometimes Beer Friday resulted in let's build it again Monday. But yeah. Beer Friday, what they would do, he wanted to hide the fact that Beer Friday was happening. But what the builders would do is put their beer cans up high on the frames of the house so he couldn't reach them.
Because so they'd start like at the regular time in the morning?
Yeah, yeah. They would start, and my dad would show up about lunchtime with like a case of
and
beer.
And they'd be loaded.
Loaded! And I mean, this is a house. They had a guy, he said, "We've never built a tin roof before." And he said, "Well, how's it going?" He said, "Well, he fell twice. But now he's pretty good at it."
Did I ever tell you about when I was building a house out in Northern Virginia again, and I had a conversation with the owner of the roofing company?
Yeah.
And I said,
I haven't heard this.
And he told me that, "I don't know what you're talking about, mister." And I told him, just because I was making it, that I was in Fairfax,
uh-huh.
And I was at the top of my driveway, and nobody was there.
Oh.
And he said to me, "Now they've been there for 2 hours, Mr. O'Meara." I said, "Well, I got news for you. I'm not really in Fairfax. I'm in my driveway, and nobody's there."
Ooh, how did he?
That
tap
was a good
it?
One.
How did he tap it inside
happened,
of that?
It happened. I'd gotten hip to it by a neighbor that they weren't out there. That I'd come back and nothing would be done. He said,
right.
"Well, we had a crew out there, and they were just terrible." I had a fight with the guy that did the driveway. It's nonstop battles out there.
How did he tap dance out of the fact that he had just lied to you?
I don't remember.
That
it was
a crew
too long
was
ago.
There.
It was much too long ago.
Was it Beer Friday?
It was not Beer Friday.
Oh,
not
well.
As good as
and you know,
as
and
Beer
you really
Friday.
When you get right down to it, that's a clever name too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what Einstein Friday. Came up with that? It's Friday and there's beer.
It's going to be $1,000 more because of Zika.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. How's your boy Chad enjoying his pool? I saw a picture of it. It looks lovely on the
internet. I've never
it
been, actually, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
I've never been. No, I forgot. I'm not allowed
member.
To go.
I'm a member and you're not a member.
I've resubmitted my request to become a member.
Good luck.
The board will be reviewing it hopefully before this
did
Memorial
you list
Day
any,
weekend.
Did you list any references?
No, I mentioned that I was graduating from my MBA program. That would be an added value.
Could
what a year it is for him. He's gotten Mike. A pool built, and his favorite candidate has become the presumptive nominee
life
of the Republican
good,
Party.
Life
it's
is good, Mike. Life is good.
To be, you know, sometimes when sometimes you get those in the win column and they just stack up. All I got going for me is the Red Sox are winning this. Very, very
you have
happy
a beautiful family.
Yes.
I have a beautiful family, yes. And I'm very, very
And you
very
have
happy.
Illness in your rearview mirror. You will be
you know
feeling
what?
Better before you know it.
You know, I am a very, very, I will give a plug, even though they're not compensating me, to the Vicks Corporation. I am a very, very big supporter
Vicks,
of the NyQuil,
Lavoris.
DayQuil products. I truly, Lavoris, all the fine products. I am a very, first of all, I think DayQuil has been marvelous for the show.
Oh, it
I,
has.
I truly think it has.
Are you
I'm
taking
not,
the NyQuil up now or on the rocks?
Take it straight up.
Nice.
Straight up. Two shots.
Good.
I take it. I do, and by the way, the men of larger carriage, I do a shot and a half.
And that's what you should do. You should do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
a tranquilizer dart.
Oh, I swear to God, it might as well be half an hour later. Yeah. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
Right to the jugular.
Wait. Pull what out? Pull what? I'll watch Game of Thrones tomorrow.
If you have to make a choice. And I stayed up. I was forcing myself to stay up to watch the Morley Safer tribute, and it wasn't a tribute. It was just, we're going to play one of Maury's favorite stories. Fine effort, 60 Minutes. I know you did the tribute the week before, but you still suck.
It's kind of like, this would be like if Mike, God forbid, passed away, and you have a tremendous body of work. We're going to show you one of Mike's favorite movies.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a movie in school. That's
exactly
what it
was.
Because they were probably all in like Martha's Vineyard or something that weekend.
Yeah,
you know, they
vacation.
Couldn't put it together.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it. I love the NyQuil product. I'm not sure. I'm always on the fence about the DayQuil. I think all the DayQuil serves to do is make me goofy during shows.
Yeah, it ramps you up.
It does
ramp me up a little bit. But, you know, outside of that, and I am firmly in the Zicam anti-camp. I don't think Zicam makes
Zicam
me sneeze.
Is the squirt deal.
That's the squirt deal. It says it's supposed to shorten the duration of a cold. So I've been loading up on everything, along with my regular regimen of vitamins and my addiction to narcotics.
I thought Zicam was before a cold hit.
No, no, that's the cold ease.
There used to be a Zicam nasal spray that was an allergy one that just blasted your sinuses, and you could get addicted to it like within 3 days.
What about a neti pot?
Oh, yeah, I use the advanced neti pot. That's a squirt deal.
No, that's disgusting, and it doesn't do any good. It doesn't.
I'll tell you where it's bad.
Rob, it lasts for what, 30 seconds?
No,
probably,
what, it
then
gets,
you're right back
it
to
gets
what
the,
it is.
It gets the pollen out of your passages, but what's bad is if you have any hidden crevasses in your face that later on in the day, like, I'll tell you where it always happens to me. If we go to the P.O. box, I have to lean over to get to our P.O. box. And
are you
that's,
talking to the microphone when you're talking to Oscar? That was about the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen you do. By the way,
7 years of this. 7 years.
How long have you been working on the radio, pal? I
about,
mean, really.
Just started today. If you wanted to classify. It is work.
Hey, you know, so I've got this great story. There were these beer Fridays there one time. It was fascinating.
So when I lean over to open the P.O. box, it is puts my head at the exact right angle that about 3 tablespoons of juice rolls out of my nose. That's
so
the bad thing about those things. But I think it does. I'll tell you this.
Picturing you with a neti pot really almost makes me want
no,
to
I use it's
to
a squirt bottle.
Right
it's like a pressure bottle. Where
really?
You squirt, it squirts up, and then it comes out the other nostril. But I've not had a sinus infection in like 3 years
Boom,
because
bam.
Of it. It does work. It does work.
Stained a few
shirts.
Practically
ready to ride, you're practically ready to participate in that Ironman competition.
Yeah, and you can be there with me, okay?
I haven't had a sip. I haven't had. Hey, pal, I was on the bike yesterday.
I stand corrected.
One
go
time.
Get him, Ironman.
Yeah. I always thought I was too, you know, fat for a bike, but I did me some bike riding yesterday. Oh. And, God, my ass hurt. We'll take a break. Come back. We got that. My intern Adrian. He's on campus, and he has something in his past that he wants to confess to. Is that the way that's supposed to go?
I'm not sure he wants to confess to it, but he's gonna.
We found out something interesting.
Yeah, we did.
That's good. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we tell a bizarre story about a bonsai plant.
And that's not all.
Also, we learn about some of Rob Ford's grooming habits, and they are shocking.
Too much information.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. And
download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy several T-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, junior podcasters.
Yeah.
If you ever want to do a podcast, make sure you have one thing. Always very important to have. Always have your Swiss Army knife handy.
Now, Mike, you can talk about your days in the Swiss Army.
Look at that.
I remember when you were in that organization.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, I said, this is a fine outfit. This is a fine, fine organization. But what you need is you need yourself a good knife. And why don't you make yours a little better than the average one? I think that's a good idea.
Do you ever use the toothpick?
No.
Does it have tweezers too?
I don't know. No, it doesn't have tweezers.
Oh, so it's
got a bottle opener,
entry level.
Yeah. It's got it's the basic one. The basic one. That's all you need.
Love it. The Swiss Army's great army.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got tweezers. Look, it's got the tweezers.
Oh yeah, there you go. Nice.
Welcome to the upper class.
Yeah, goodbye, splinters.
Much. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention, business owners. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job opening to find the best candidates? Do you know that? They teach you that here? Have they,
Brad?
Have they given you that information? Are you feeling underwater because you just can't cut it as far as getting those new recruits, the people that come into your organization to make you shine? Are you an H&R person, HR person? Are you somebody that needs to hire the best people, but you're challenged? You don't want to screw this up. How about ZipRecruiter.com? Yes, what?
You want to get the right team member.
Exactly.
You want to get the team member, and you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, not just one. Now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and the Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just one post once, and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails or phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And summertime's a good time to hire. A lot of kids looking for work during the summer, too.
So get them before your competitor does.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why do you have a Swiss Army knife out?
Because you always need one, Ron.
I know. But most people keep them folded in your pocket. You have it like it's on display in a store. You have all the attachments.
No, I was undoing it just because I wanted to demonstrate the fact that every podcaster,
yes,
every radio personality, anybody that works in a studio should always have one of these handy. You never know
I
when you're going to
need it. I find that
it.
They give you more of what you don't need than what you need.
Well, for example, what don't you need?
On the Swiss Army knife?
Do you need a leather punch?
No. I don't need a corkscrew, right?
Well, so, you know what? A lot of times they phased out the corkscrew for the splinter. Not the splinter. The tweezers on the toothpick. I think the corkscrew is not a big deal anymore.
Take a look at that. Take a look.
Yeah.
Would I have both? Would I have two bottle openers? Oh, that's a can opener, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sharp one
that's
is the can opener.
That's the sharp
opener.
One's a can opener. Mm-hmm. I got that figured out.
And also the bottle opener doubles as a flathead screwdriver.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. You are such a nerd, Nick. How do you know these things?
Well, you just showed it to me.
You know all the details for the Swiss Army.
You want to get the most out of it.
I swear to God, sometimes I just,
he's very retro.
He is retro.
Yeah,
he is retro.
Retro
and this has been around for a long time.
I got a Swiss Army knife for my first communion. And I thought it was a really big deal. I loved it.
It was a treasure to you,
wasn't
it?
Yes, it was. I believe I still have one in my nightstand. I don't travel with one now because so often I'm called off on an airline trip and I don't want
to
have it confiscated. Yeah,
I had to throw one away.
Well, sure, you can't be bringing a shiv onto a plane.
What do those cost? I remember I thought they were so expensive.
I got this for like $20 or something like that. It's very inexpensive.
But you can get the big one that has like a magnifying glass. A Leatherman tool is it?
Would help. That's much better. I think that is the new Swiss Army knife.
The Leatherman
is that the thing that's like a pair of pliers
that unfolds into
real
a pair of pliers
tools,
into everything?
Not Rube tools, right?
Rube tools.
I don't know if that's a Rube tool at all. I just think
you
the
know
things
what you
are smaller
are
in Switzerland.
With your fake can opener and your little bottle opener that doubles as a flathead screwdriver and your two different knife blades and your toothpick and your tweezers.
What?
You're a Rube.
And if you pull that out in front of anyone, they're going to really judge you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we have what interns are on campus today?
We have Adrian and we have Brittany today on the scene.
Oh, Brittany's the new one, right?
Yes. The Chatty Cathy.
Brittany's the Chatty Cathy. Hey, Brittany, what's happening?
Hey, I'm good. How are you this morning?
Oh,
I'm doing great.
Yeah, there you go.
I like Brittany because
Brittany is more Brittany.
Now, don't pick on Brittany right out of the gate. That's not fair.
I think she can handle it more than anyone else. Yeah.
She seems to get it. She seems to be smart.
She came in out of the cold today talking all about a new drinking game that was too hard for me to understand. Mm-hmm. But apparently she's great at it.
You know what? I'd love to hear about it. Well, tell me about the drinking game, please.
Okay, so have you ever played Flip Cup or heard of Flip Cup?
I have. I love it. You played it, Mike. I think we've played it at the studio before.
Oscar says, I love it.
Yes. Great game.
Is that similar? How does that relate to beer pong?
Okay, so pretty much Flip Cup is you fill it about to the lower rim with beer. Of a solo cup, yes. And then you chug it, and you have to flip the cup over so it's facing down.
Yes.
Okay, that's the basic one. There's an upgraded one called Slap Cup where you have a line of cups filled with beer, and the center one is completely filled with beer.
All right, how much I want to get clarity on how much beer is in the red solo
to
cup.
The first line. To the first line.
To the first line. 2 ounces.
Yeah, it's like a
two
shot.
Ounces.
It's like a shot.
Yeah.
Shot of beer.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a shot of beer. So basically it's far short of the top
yes.
rim.
You're not except for the middle one in this
game. And then the middle one is filled to the brim.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
So you have a large line of, let's say, like 10 cups. And a bunch of people are around this table, and you have to flip the cup. And on the first try, if you get it, you can pass the cup anywhere on the table.
You divvy out the beer.
How does one flip
no,
the cup?
That's, no, there's no beer in the cups that you're flipping.
Oh, the original
this
ones?
Is,
okay, in Slap Cup, the only cup that has beer is the middle
It's the stuff that is in the middle of the table.
Perfect. I got it.
Okay, so
disregard.
Hold on, I had a question.
Oh,
too.
Go ahead.
How does one flip the cup?
Okay, so the cup is facing upward, and you have to put it on the edge of the table, and then you have to take points.
Wouldn't you spill all the little beer that's in it if you flipped it up?
No, because in flip cup you gotta chug it first, but in slap cup it's
okay.
Empty.
So hold on.
These are rules.
So you chug the beer that's in there, the little shot of beer, not a lot of beer.
Yeah,
just a taste.
Shot of beer.
Just a taste,
and
my
then,
good man.
And then you replace the cup and put it back where on the edge of the table?
Yes, and then you have to flip it.
How do you flip it?
You put it towards the edge of the table and you tap the bottom of the cup.
With your finger, with your index finger?
Mm-hmm. Yes, with your index finger.
So it's almost like when you score a touchdown in paper football, and it's just over the edge of the table.
Don't get paper football.
It's retro
in.
And then you have the ability to flip it with your finger because of the edge is over the end
retro
of the
table.
See, Mike, drinking games elude me because I never needed a game to drink.
Yeah.
I never did either, but Rob, we were on the same page with that. I was traditional in my beverages.
Yes.
I would do that. I would occasionally, I think I soured early on based on the sanitation of it on the beer pong.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw my first hair on a ping pong ball with beer and hair on it, I said no.
But I know it's still happening because when you go to Giant or any grocery store and they have those clip strips that run up and down like the aisle, there's always ping pong balls
there
in the beer aisle. because people want to play ping pong. No, people are getting drunk. That's
beer
why
pong.
They're there.
All right, yeah. So you drink, just because I really want to know this. So you drink the little shot of beer.
Yes.
Then you have to with one finger.
You can do it with
flip
two
it up,
fingers,
and it has to land perfectly. What?
You can do it with two or three fingers. I mean, the whole purpose is just flipping the cup over.
But you have to, and it has to land perfectly on the open side, and just go shoop like that. Okay,
yes.
I'm with you. All right, continue.
And then in flip cup, you're in a line, and you're trying to finish before the opposing team.
It's a relay race.
Yeah, it's a relay race. But in slap cup, if you flip it on the first try, you can put the cup anywhere on the table to any person. But if you don't get it
on
the first,
stop for
flip,
a second. I'm yes. really good. This is basically Radio 101, where we're telling a story so people really understand it.
Right.
So you're in a circle of people around this table. Is that the way this works? And when it's so the first person to go, then it goes down the line around the circle, like sort of counterclockwise. Correct.
Yes.
And each person has to go sequentially through the little cups, but the one in the middle has a lot more beer. And so the object of the game is to kind of juxtapose the cups so that the person, say, you want to really torpedo, has to drink the big shot of beer, correct?
No.
No.
Okay, maybe I'm not explaining this correctly.
Maybe.
No, you're not.
Maybe.
You're not, to be honest.
Okay, so you have all those cups in the center, and then you have empty cups that you're flipping.
What's the object of the new game, Slap Cup?
You're trying to screw the two people over.
Hey.
Okay, so you are in teams?
You're not on teams.
Okay, but two people.
So there's two empty cups on the table.
Yes.
Now, and I didn't know anything about the empty cups. I thought we just had little shots of beer, and we had the big
full cup.
That
was flip
cup.
Now we moved to slap cup.
Yeah, that was flip cup. So it's slap cup. There's
Which one are we learning about now?
Remember
when Rob
tapped out before the show with this explanation?
Yes.
Yes.
There may be some reasoning before tapping out. Maybe tapping out now.
Okay.
Slap cup really doesn't seem like it's coming to an actual conclusion.
Let's take flip cup first and figure flip cup out.
Okay. Yes.
So flip cup has the empty cups. Is that the way that works?
No, that's slap cup.
Oh, that's slap cup.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus Christ. You know, all I know is children are rotting their brains and they're underage drinking anyway. So
but if they can figure this out, they could figure out other things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so like doing somebody's taxes. Somebody
Or sitting in a parking lot and telling your mom you're at a college class. Somewhere the truth lies in the middle.
All right, say I'm the newbie that just transferred in from a Jesuit school somewhere back east. And I've never enjoyed an alcoholic beverage. And you're trying to explain to me a flip cup as I sit at the table. How many participants usually on average in a game of flip cup?
On average, it's five.
So you have five people sitting in a circle?
Well, five people on each side.
So 10 total.
10 total.
See, now you got to give me the details here. So it's 10, not 5.
Yeah. Two teams of five.
So you've got a team of five, both sitting across a table. And how many cups for these 10 people?
Each person has a cup.
Each person.
So there are 10 cups on the table. out of these cups, how many are full all the way?
Every cup is filled only
two ounces.
With a shot.
Yes.
With a shot of beer in there. Are there any empty cups on the table?
No.
Okay, so now take me. So we've got 10 cups, 10 people, 5 on each side. I got the 5 cups, the 10 cups lined up with a shot of beer. Please explain to me how it works.
The first person
on each side
has to chug their 2 ounces of beer and then flip the cup before their opponent flips it.
You're competing against each other.
Yeah, it's a race.
So when the person is successful.
So it goes, Brittany and Tony are the first ones up, ready, go.
Yes.
And you have to do it quickly.
Because the next person can't go.
So the challenge is not this. Hold on, let me finish, please. I want to get information here. I'm doing this like I would do it. This is an academic exercise. You ought to be familiar with that. That's how this works. So Brittany takes on Tony across the way. So the object is not necessarily who can drink it the fastest. It's the challenge of flipping the cup that becomes the real challenge.
Yes.
Am I right?
Key.
And right, so the longer you play, the more dulled your senses are because you're becoming inebriated.
Yeah. There's an analysis that was self-explanatory. I didn't need that.
All right.
That was really unnecessary. You know, I'm trying to really get
shoehorn that in.
So I got Brittany across from Tony.
Every
they go
man
first.
For himself. Man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm really trying to know. So the next time I go to my frat party, I can understand what's going on at 57 years of age as I walk into a frat party. And by the way, I'm only 56. I'm not 57 yet. So we flip the cup. Brittany, you do it first. You win. What happens next once you flip your cup first?
The person next to me goes and does the
same
thing.
And what about the person next to Tony?
If, let's say, Tony hasn't made their cup yet.
Right.
Their person next to him won't go until Tony makes his cup.
Oh, so it's a race.
Yeah, like a relay almost.
Oh, so it's not one-on-one. It's 5 against 5. It's the first team to complete 5.
It's like China versus the U.S.
Ah.
And it's 5 cups in front of 5 people, 5 cups in front of the other 5 people.
Yes.
Not 5 people on either side with 10 cups lined up. It's a cup of beer, a little shot of beer in front of everybody.
Yes.
And it's a race.
Yes.
That you can eat.
It's a race what?
No, don't listen to him. He is a great interrupter. He is a great sentence finisher, and he will not allow me to understand what's going on because of his little patter. But I'm trying to figure. So you beat Tony. Then let's say your team wins and you get down to the end. What happens at the end?
You just play again.
There you go. Okay, so now that makes total sense to me. Now I get it.
Wagon rights.
Now I get it. And all right, when we come back, will you explain the difference between
flip
cup and slap cup? Because now I know. Now I'm with it. Now somebody says, "Oh, flip cup." I'll say that to my daughters.
I just thought everybody knew what flip cup was.
That's
because most of us
that's
know.
Because you're 18 years old and I'm 140.
I'm not 18.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. That's right. You're 21. Wink, wink.
In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac and kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo. Welcome back. Just the joys there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That was a great story, Adrian. Brought to you by Amazon. Tick tock. Time marches on. And time waits for no man. And as the sands of time continue to slip through the hourglass of urgency, you slowly realize that you just can't handle going out all hours of the day to shop at brick-and-mortar stores. What you need is Amazon.com. Mm. Use your computer and buy everything you need at one place, the greatest website there is, from the comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. You save time, you save money, and you make us smile. And isn't that about the most important
Mike,
thing in the world?
Mike, did you know that Amazon sells stackable washer and dryers?
Yes.
Mm. There you go.
Do you know why you need a stackable washer and dryer?
Because your house is 8 square feet.
That's exactly why.
Attaboy. That's right. Oscar Santana bought his stackable washer and dryer for his home on Amazon.com, and the only thing left to do is cut the hole in the ceiling to fit it all in there.
It'll be delivered by copter, Mike.
Absolutely. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, relax. because you've saved yourself a lot of time. Major announcement earlier on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be gaining a radio affiliate. We will be broadcasting on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City, Maryland, starting this Friday from 7 to 9. So if you know anybody that's heading down to the beach, make sure you let them know that we will be on at the beach this Friday, 7 to 9, and then starting the following Monday, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave.
5 days
and,
a week.
Be aware of the fact that it is a month-to-month contract, so enjoy it while you can. So anyway, I just had to mention that. Couldn't help myself. That's it. You know,
that's on the liner there?
The liner.
We don't have a liner, Rob. That's what prepared people do.
That's
how that works. So we just learned, by the way, that what is it called? Slip cup?
Slap.
What is it?
I'm sorry. Slap cup.
Flip cup.
Flip cup. Flip cup, the college drinking game where five people on either side. It doesn't have to be five. It can be four, three, two, whatever. But you have a team on one side with red Solo cups in front of them and a team on the other side with red Solo cups in front of them. It's filled with a shot of beer. Each person in the line has to drink the shot of beer, then flip their cup upside down. As soon as they complete that, it goes on to the next person. And whoever gets that done first, that team wins.
Yes.
There. How did I do? Did perfect. I do a pretty
that
good
job? That was perfect. That was better than I could ever
three
explain
rounds
it.
And you go to the podium. You go for the gold.
Before we get to the other intern, Adrian's story, please to explain the modified version of Flip Cup, which is known as Slap Nuts.
No.
Slap Cup.
Slap Cup.
Slap Cup.
Slap Cup.
Very good.
Slap no nuts.
Cup. Go ahead.
Okay, so Slap Cup. You have...
By the way, intern Brittany is 43 years old.
That's right.
I'm actually 24.
Yeah. Oh, you're 24? Okay, 24. So that's fine. That's
fine. Get it straight.
24. Drink I am of want. Drinking age.
Yeah. Okay, so how does Slap Cup work?
Slap Cup. Okay, let's say there are 11 cups filled with beer on the table. 10 of those cups are filled with the 2 ounces of beer. The middle cup that's in those lines of cups is filled to the top. The person that loses the game has to drink the beer that is filled to the top.
All right, I have to ask you a question again.
Okay.
So is this a team game also?
This time it's not a team game.
It's a solo game.
Mm. Oh,
it's a solo game.
It's this.
Still competing. Two people are still competing against each other, but there are no teams.
It's these millennials, Mike. There's no teams anymore.
That's right. It's all about
we're all independent.
Yes.
If you're, it's you against another person across the table and you've got 11 cups of beer, I mean, you're both going to be losers. As far as I'm concerned.
Or winners, if that's the object of the game, right?
So what is the object of this game? Is to get the person to drink the large shot?
Yes. So two people have empty cups, and they're flipping it like you would in Flip Cup. And if you don't make it on the first try, you pass it to the person to your left. But if you make it on the first try...
Well, wait a minute. I thought it was one person against one person.
I thought it was one-on-one.
Yeah.
I was thought it was one. Now I'm confused.
Usually what happens is there's... one person on one side and one person on the other side, anywhere on the table, that are just flipping
these
two.
Okay, so you can have multiple people competing against each other.
Yes.
Okay, multiple pairs of people competing against each other.
There's not multiple pairs. It's just literally two cups on the table.
Okay.
And what happens...
I thought there were 11 cups on the table.
No.
We're done.
That
I'm done.
Flipping.
I don't understand slap cups.
No.
This is why Rob
no,
and I...
No, you've done a terrible job with the second explanation.
This is why I'm not a teacher.
It's horrible. It's terrible.
That's why.
If we've learned anything today, Brittany, we got to work on those communication skills. Let's go over to Adrian.
At least we scored one. We know what Flip Cup is.
I know what Flip Cup is. I'm not prepared to linger any longer because the rules changed like 3 times in the first explanation.
Yeah, now your mic has been muted. Thank you.
And obviously, Slap Cup is something that should not be played by college students because it deadens the senses.
That's right. Right.
Moving on to... Oh, God, I'm not sure.
Speaking of deadened senses.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm really not sure. Thanks for getting back to me, Chris, in the middle of the show. I appreciate it. All right. Anyway, so did we not know that would happen, that we'd get the text in the middle of the show?
I figured
absolutely.
We'd get... Maybe
Chris
today
Yoko.
Was his day
Jesus
off.
Christ.
We'd get it tomorrow, hopefully.
All right, very good. All right, so anyway, Adrian, so much going on. Sorry.
It's a good thing. Better
Always
than
exciting
being,
to yes, get yeah. a new radio affiliate. Adrian, what's your story? And it better be good, because I have very
Well, I believe we need to
point.
Set it up yeah. for him.
I don't want
to
tell this story.
All right, good. All right, give it to a professional communicator. Rob can do that. Very good. Take
because
it away,
at the end of Friday's show, we had a visitor to the studios who were hanging around a little bit, waiting for their time to come. And when I went down to get them at Starbucks, Pony came with me and said, we must speak to Adrian on Monday. And I said, why? He said, well, he told me a story about when he was young. And I said, what does it involve? And he said, it involves arson.
Ooh, not okay.
And I said, tell me no more. We shall discuss it on Monday's show. So, Adrian, what age does this story begin at for you?
It begins very young. I mean, what child doesn't like playing with fire?
How old were you? It was a pretty easy
question.
Well,
I'll tell you something. We're really influencing the minds of generations here, aren't we, with the flip cup story? And then what kid doesn't like playing with fire? That's wonderful. Hopefully not mine, Adrian.
How old were you?
This particular incident occurred in fourth grade.
Okay, fourth graders, Mike, are usually a young lad. nine or ten, just to put it in perspective. Talking single digits.
What happened?
I was just outside playing with some friends. I remember that to get lighters back in the day, either you would find them or I would walk into CVS.
Don't
and,
need so much detail.
Okay, not that much detail. Okay.
Yes. You would find them or you would steal them?
No, I would just tell the CVS lady that's my birthday and that we need the candles to light the candles. And like she would sell me lighters at the CVS.
Okay, so I'm guessing they're the festively colored Bic lighters that would be that you would have the wheel that you would pull down. Just disposable lighters, right?
Yeah, with the little safety lock.
I have to say, though, what an innovative way to get a dangerous product as a nine-year-old to say, it's my birthday and we need a lighter. My mom needs a... Would you say my mom needs a lighter for the candles?
Exactly. I was very street smart.
Yes, and that continues to this very day.
It's got you far in life.
Very, very far.
Yes,
go
now, ahead. Would you say it in English or Spanish?
In English, of course.
And did it really, really feel like a victory, or did you ever realize that the people at CVS really didn't care?
Now that I'm older and think about it, yeah, they probably didn't care.
You were trying to buy a lighter from some ambivalent 16-year-old. Yeah. She didn't care.
I probably didn't even have to tell the story about it. She probably wouldn't even... Yeah.
Right.
So
that's
I was just,
fine if the little Hispanic boy lights himself on fire. It's the white children we're going to try to protect.
He's here. His clothes don't look flammable.
Yeah. Sales tax, $1.95. Goodbye. There you go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sure. Hey, Gwendolyn, are you sure that was the right move to sell the lighter to that young lad? Nah, it's okay.
Well, in her defense, he probably had a mustache when he was a little boy.
I did not. I just recently got this like 2-3 years ago.
The mustache walked in and bought a lighter.
You get the lighter. You're not going to be lighting candles. You're going to be playing with matches, basically. Playing with a lighter. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, because I just like lighting stuff. Like just walking around the creek and lighting leaves on fire.
You know, I'm going to give it to
I think
him.
Every kid
I'm gonna
did give that.
It. Yeah, every kid likes to light stuff.
My mom come with matches. I was ratted out by a neighbor boy.
Sure.
And she beat the crap out of us, saying that we could not play with fire ever again. And I remember that beating very well. And I never played with fire ever again.
Come down here to South Florida during the dry season and see how parents respond to kids playing with matches there. That's a lot of fun. You want to put, you put 800 acres on fire, you're going to find out how parents really feel about playing with matches down here. In different parts of the country, I suppose that's not a real big pastime up in Vancouver, British Columbia right now. You know, probably not a really cool move to play with fire.
No,
but go ahead. We'll take your little fire playing story now.
So you're down at the creek.
So I'm down at the creek and I have some gasoline and
Jeez. Now hold on.
Never played with fire that way.
To a hole. Not the lab.
And I was about to give the boy credit because he was burning stuff by a body of water.
Yeah.
Exactly. It almost seemed like
learning
he was
to make a fire.
Being exactly. safe.
You had an accelerant?
Exactly. Yeah. There's Oscar with the words that he learned on Court TV.
I was being very safe,
Adrian,
though.
Adrian, come back. Come in for dinner.
I will, Mom.
All right,
this
go ahead.
This is how the Wile E. Coyote does it.
That's right.
So, I mean, I'm just playing with fire. It's a regular day. I go home.
Hold
nothing
on.
Happens.
No, hold
no,
on.
Not okay.
Hold on. Hold on. You're not just playing with fire now. You have gasoline. So it has gone to a different... You're not just playing with fire. And just playing with fire is not the right thing I want to... So you're playing with your lighter, and where did the gasoline come in?
Where'd you get it?
I siphoned it out of a motorcycle in the creek that's like run down. Probably no one ever used it.
Ah, nice neighborhood you grew up in.
It was Reston.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, I didn't even know they had trash in Reston. Hold on. So was this an abandoned motor? Was this an abandoned motorcycle?
It was one of those motorcycles where you could pedal if you needed to, but it was also
a moped. Yes.
Was it abandoned?
Sort of. I mean, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No. And it was abandoned. Mike, he couldn't move it after it was out of gas. I know that.
Hold on. God, getting information out of these kids is so difficult. This is why I'd never be a good police officer. Because I'd begin the, you know, they'd have to turn the camera off.
You know, I don't think anyone's ever said you'd be a good police officer.
So you're in a creek.
Squirrel.
You're in a creek. And where did you just walk up to this device, this moped with a, how did this whole thing happen? I'm confused.
From the gas, it goes to the motor through this little tube,
no!
Right?
No! Don't tell me how the thing works! Where did you find the moped, you dumbass?
It was
I'm trying to
creek.
Find out where it was. Did you steal gasoline out of someone's moped?
Sort of. It was just it was leaned against a tree in the creek.
Yes, you
Let's
stole
just say
the
it was
gasoline.
Someone else.
You stole
it was someone
gasoline.
Else.
But wait, wait,
yes,
wait.
Fine,
leaning against a tree in the creek Mike, means yes. somebody died, fell he- off it during a thunderstorm with a flash flood, Mike. and it rolled down the creek. It was now, in the water in the
it's
creek?
It's the Latino in him.
Jesus
unfortunately, I can translate for you.
Okay.
In Latin America, when someone leaves things outside, like a snowblower or a
yeah.
moped,
it's anybody's game.
For a long period of time, you say, "Well, they probably don't want that. I
okay.
might want that. I'll
then
take
I just,
that."
Let me just get a little
Thank
clarity.
You. Yes.
You're talking. It's in the creek
that
gets me. Were the wheels in the water?
No, not the creek like the body of water, but just the creek, the area in general
in
with
someone's
the woods,
yard
the area.
That was facing.
Yes, in a yard
so
by the
why
creek.
Was the, why was the moped? Down by the brook, by the creek,
the
by,
rippling
the
brook.
By the river,
because the creek led to people's backyards. So there was no fence for people's backyards. It was literally the creek. So
it
I guess
on
people would just
property probably, leave. And you.
So,
you,
but my question is: does it look like it was something that somebody was going to be using?
I'm sure they used it.
Yeah. Right, let me,
no, no, not sure they used it. Hold on. I swear to God, I'm hanging on to this like a pit bull.
Okay.
This kid is so bad at telling me what the real truth is here. Was this a moped that was usable and belonged to somebody? Did it look as though this thing could be ridden? If you got on it and turned it on, you could take it down to the local drugstore.
Yes, it was
Thank
a
you.
Usable bike that I stole gas from.
There
and I hate
is.
Confessing this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fine.
All right,
on this Jesus. Same on this same topic, if you were to come to my house, God forbid, and my car was in my driveway, would you call it an abandoned car?
No, I've grown. I've matured.
Because I was not using it at that moment.
If it's in the driveway,
Let
it's not
Let me ask one more
game.
Question, Adrian, about this abandoned moped you're talking about.
Mysterious
here.
Abandoned.
That has gone from being in the creek to close by the creek into an area. About how close was this moped to a residence?
I mean, it wasn't in the backyard. It was like right behind.
I am asking you specifically.
Yards.
In yards, how close it was to a house?
Maybe like 25, 50 yards.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So in other words, in someone's yard.
I mean, the Cole Creek is the yard, you know?
Oh, and no, who owns not. The creek?
Both.
That's the big
By the
question.
Way, the creek, as far as I'm concerned now, Adrian, might as well. The brook might be running through someone's living room based on this story.
I don't know.
Okay,
right,
so you got
you
gas.
Siphon gas. What do you siphon the gas into? What kind of vessel?
A water bottle.
A water bottle.
Deer Park.
Okay,
good and safe.
Good. Now we're back on track.
Did
okay,
you siphon
continue.
By mouth?
No, it was you pushed the little thing like with your thumb.
The primer.
Okay, so you primed the gas. I understand
yeah.
now. Move on.
Very good.
Okay.
So we're just playing with gas.
There's a
fire.
Question we didn't need to gum it up even more, for God's sake.
The thing
you
is,
siphon
I would...
it with your mouth. Who cares whether he siphoned it?
Because
the
that would
out.
Be that would make him even stupid.
That would
that
explain
be pretty
a lot
hardcore.
For right now.
Why? I mean, I've siphoned with my mouth before. What's wrong
what
with that?
It says, right on the gas tank, never siphoned
what
my
was
mouth.
What his name?
But you siphon with the mouth. That's how you get it going. You don't drink the gasoline, for God's sake.
Slow down here.
Yeah.
So we're playing with gas, we're playing with fire. I go home, nothing happens. The next day, I'm at home after school. It was a Friday afternoon. It's like 6 o'clock, and apparently the fire or the chief of police or something,
fire
and the
police.
Firefighters
fire
are
police.
All at my friend's house because someone from their deck saw that we were playing with fire and called the police on us. And
Good.
Then my friend ratted me out, and it was awful.
What did you do?
Grade.
Hold
what did,
on.
What did
you skipped a bunch of
right?
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do with the gasoline that was in the water bottle? You know you
it's
did
like
something.
Yeah.
Did
I
you
mean,
just did you just like squirt it on the ground and
yeah.
see? You could make a little. I'm putting myself in the kid's mind right now.
Yeah, yeah,
something
yeah,
I would
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Did you have like a little trail of gasoline that, and just and light it on fire to
see?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you write a big M and
spell stuff? We pretended.
What'd you do with the gas?
we pretend we have like superpowers and like shoot stuff and like squirt the gas and the fire and all that stuff.
Oh,
we
were safe
though. We would never do anything dangerous.
Hold on. So you have a little fire going, a little bonfire going, and then you squirt the gasoline into it with the water bottle?
No, like you just hold the lighter. You would light the lighter and just squeeze the water bottle into like the lighter.
Do you have any idea how you could have been like disfigured based on that? You know that.
You were shooting fire. You were shooting fire.
Let me see your face. Were you disfigured?
No.
Okay.
So are we missing anything from this story? Or is
no, not at all. I told him to stop after mentioning arson because I wanted all the details.
On the air.
Now I might be regretting
that. Well, did you get booked for arson? What's going on?
I remember, I had to go to these fire safety classes. At the Fairfax County Police or the fire station.
Oh,
I had to
God.
Watch videos. I had to go like house to house collecting recyclables. In fourth grade, I had to do this.
Wow, he's 9 years old.
Probably you had to do community service.
Yeah.
What, did you just get in trouble because you acquired the gasoline or did everybody get in trouble?
It was me and my friend that got in trouble.
Okay. What was your friend's name?
Pablo?
No, it was Max.
Thank you, Oscar. I wanted to say that's a good place to end. Well, I hope you learned. Did you learn your lesson, Adrian?
Nope. Got in trouble for the same thing in eighth grade and freshman year.
Oh, my God. You're fired.
Okay. What a wonderful story. Yes, siree. Isn't that terrific? Well, we're molding minds right now. Yes, siree. Playing with fire.
Fire.
With Adrian.
Fire.
Is there anything more that you want to add, or is that it? Can we button this up?
No, I am completely all 100% safety man now.
There you go. Good to hear that. That's a nice
safety man.
Safety man.
He's safety man.
Safety man.
Many lives were lost.
Thank you so much, Adrian. That was a wonderful story.
I didn't want to tell this story.
With news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Meara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
America, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love the little rivalry between Rob and Joe and Marcus Serta. That's
love
kind
it.
Of fun,
mm-hmm.
isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And by the way, Marcus, Friday it was DayQuil. It was everything. I'm so sorry that I didn't make it onto your O'Meara Cast interview. I'll try to do it again.
Next time for sure.
Anyway, it was just, you know.
You should call him.
Maybe we can discuss that on the show tomorrow.
I'd like to.
Okay, because I think it's worthy of a discussion about why I
reacted
the way I
did. Well, his line of questioning.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, okay, so let's talk about it tomorrow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
How do you feel about all the sad things in your life?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, but how do you feel?
Stop it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Jeez. AT&T Digital Life. Have you ever left your house in a rush and later on thought, "Hey, did I lock the front door? Is there something on the stove that I forgot about? Do my kids need to get it?" There's so many things we forget. There's so many things that we worry about, and you got to be careful in this day and age. You know that. Forget about the what ifs because AT&T Digital Life means you can be more in control of your home even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. Did your kids forget their house key? Unlock the door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app. Or check on your pets with the indoor camera. Even adjust your thermostat on the go. So much more. Stay connected with your home from anywhere using your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you are always in control. Face it, we're all control freaks, so stay in control. With AT&T Digital Life, you can enjoy more freedom, convenience, and flexibility with a safer, smarter home. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera door and thermostat functions. Each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
News.
We all know McDonald's uses so many chemicals and preservatives that their food will never grow mold. But if you want to see what it would look like moldy, they've taken out the guesswork for you.
Oh.
Some McDonald's in China are selling a special sandwich for the Angry Birds movie. It's called the Naughty Green Pork Burger.
Oh.
And it's got a green bun to match the green pigs in the movie and the game. Isn't that great?
Pork.
Isn't that wonderful?
Pork isn't, the other white meat isn't bad, but if it's angry.
It's angry green pork.
Yeah. Well, it's got a pork patty with an egg on top and spicy sauce. It's Asian. It's kind of an Asian
dish.
But as far as we know, they aren't planning to sell it here, which is probably for the best, although I'd love to get a look at it. That would be a lot of fun. At the Billboard Music Awards last night, Keisha got a standing ovation.
Kesha.
Oh,
with a dollar
Madonna,
sign.
I don't pay any attention to music.
It does
Madonna,
look like Keisha in your defense.
Yes.
I know. Madonna and Stevie Wonder paid tribute to Prince. And The Weeknd was the big winner with 8 awards. I'm sorry. I know it's Kesha. I'm sick. Also, Britney Spears looked very good in that red thing she was wearing, and she took it off, showing us more skimpy red thing.
And that's, you know what? Billboard, she doesn't even pretend to lip sync anymore. It's not even an issue. It's
but
just her
good.
Running around.
She looks
together.
She does. She does.
Right? She's kept it together with all the fraps.
Gooey
and,
fraps.
You know, lattes and all that. Very good. Brazil is planning to have 450,000 condoms available at the Summer Olympics in a few months. That averages out to 42 condoms per athlete.
Wow.
That's definitely a record, since back in 2012 in London, they only had about 150,000 condoms. But since the Zika virus is a serious risk in Brazil and it can be sexually transmitted, it probably makes sense to go overboard on protection. The condoms come with explicit instructions on how to dispose of them by throwing them into the harbor. I'm sorry. That's a little pollution joke. I threw that in.
The hardest part, I would imagine, is getting the condoms onto the mosquito.
Yeah, because they can be sexually transmitted.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, you want to use that.
Where's my magnum? Ontario High School in Ontario, California had 550 seniors graduate last week. And I guess it's a good endorsement for the quality of education there that the kids immediately figured out there was something wrong with their diplomas.
Oh.
Ooh,
the diplomas all came with nice red covers. You know those nice leather covers? I still have mine for my high school diploma that misspelled the word school.
Oh,
on there, it is spelled as S-H-C-O-O-L.
School.
School. Hey. Did you have a nice day in school? Yeah. Welcome to the Grishman School.
Yeah, buddy.
Our next diploma goes to Estelia Pigna School. Yeah, school. The superintendent apologized, blamed it on the printing company, and said, all of the kids will get new diploma covers. There's tax dollars that we're going to need. Wade Byard said they'll
Wade
all
Byard.
Get brand new. Yeah, this is
we
Wade
didn't
Byard.
Think to look at
We'd
it.
We'd like to apologize for the printing company misspelling school. Thank you very much. John Stewart's an animal lover. He and his wife saved a runaway bull last month, and now they have adopted an abused horse, which had been shot more than 100 times with paintballs at close range. That sucks. You know, we were going to talk about...
Who does that?
We were going to talk about the horse racing today, and I love horse racing.
I
think
too.
It's a great American tradition, but when you lose two horses at the Preakness, it kind of makes you take a little bit of a pause, right? That they die because they're racing. Now, the breeders say they're bred for this. That's what they do, but at the same time, it's just kind of barbaric.
It happens, but it's really bad when it happens twice on one of the three biggest days of racing.
What about the horse that died after the photo shoot? Was that from The Flash? Because I heard on the news that one of the...
Just hold on. Yeah. That sound you heard. Hold on. That was the show.
Yeah, one of the horses died in the winner's circle after they did the photo shoot for the horse.
Oh, that's the horse that had the...
The heart attack, yeah.
No, I thought the horse that had the heart attack didn't happen during the race. I don't know
when
it happened.
No, no, no. It happened at the end when they were giving the photo shoot.
Because one was put down for a broken leg and one was a heart attack.
And one did collapse.
Heart attack after the fact during the photo shoot. And what my thought brought when I heard it on the news, I said... Was it all the flash bulbs going off that freaked out the horse and had a heart attack? I don't know.
Interesting. Could be. You know, as I said, I'm not somebody who's going to be so radical that I say, you know, stop horse racing.
End it.
But it is, isn't it sad? It's just a drag when they break their leg. It's
they
just
have to
terrible.
Make better casts for these horses.
Well, let them walk.
Some a-holes shot a horse 100 times with paintballs. The horse even lost an eye thanks to the abuse. Mm. The horse was named Lily, and she'll be living at the animal sanctuary in Jersey that Jon Stewart started after he left The Daily Show.
So good for him. That's
sweet,
cool.
A sweet
good horse
story,
news.
And that's good horse news. That's right. It's good horse news.
GHN Network, Mike.
Oh, God. A 35. Now a little something something. A 35-year-old guy named Charles Richardson from Dunbar, West Virginia, was on vacation in St. Petersburg, Florida last week. That, to me, is the perfect world. They come from West Virginia to Florida. What could possibly go wrong? Mm-hmm. He accidentally got locked out of his hotel room on Thursday morning, so instead of going to the front desk and asking for another key like a normal person, he whipped out his handgun and tried to shoot through the lock.
Naturally.
But it didn't work, so he gave up, and then he shot out a window in the hotel for no particular reason. The cops came and arrested him, and he got two felony counts of shooting a deadly missile in an occupied building. That's a weird way to describe the charge, but whatever. But remember, and this is important, so please write this down. For our interns, I think they should know this. Remember, guns don't unlock doors. People do. Thank you very much.
Sage advice.
That's it. Absolutely. Very valid. I know my gun legislation. A Second Amendment message from the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak on Arson Monday. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you love your iPhone?
Yes.
Do you love your iPad?
Yeah.
Do you love your Android? Do you love your Nexus 7? Did you play Atari? Did you program the TRS-80? Do you love technology? We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right, Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
You know what I know Rob's mad at me?
More broadcasting. More information.
I know Rob's mad at me when he plays his promo.
No.
Like every day I pick on him where he's having a bad day, he plays his. That's your tell.
No, really, actually, that's really flawed logic because I haven't gotten a new promo from them in 2 years. It's all I've
got. Yeah, but you have others to choose from.
But
you play the worst one when you're mad at me.
The magic is that I'm always mad at him.
No, I know. Every time he's having a bad day, he's like, I'm so pissed.
Promos are selected before the show begins. It's
really
random.
Gentlemen,
yes.
If you like this ball busting, let me remind you that the Mike O'Mara Show does a bonus show each and every week. It's a sixth show for your consumption. And if you think we bust each other's chops on the regular show, listen to the bonus show. It's horrible. We take no prisoners, and you'll love it. That's right. You'll love it because it's horrible. You'll get full access if you buy our bonus package. You get the 2016 bonus content. And, don't worry that the year's almost half over because when you subscribe, you get the entire year of access from the day you sign up. That's whenever you sign
year
up.
Year to date.
Right? Yes. That's the way that works. So please, it's waiting for you. Click that bonus banner on the Mike O'Mara Show website and get it today. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it, my friend. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today. Monday, is it May 23rd already?
Yeah.
Not getting
time
any.
Flies.
You guys aren't getting any May weather up there, are you?
It's a horrible. It should be hot and wet tomorrow. That's what it's going to look
just
like.
Just depressing.
It's really bad.
Very, very bad. Well, I got news for you. I'm bringing in the sunshine.
Oh, you're fabulous.
Yeah, very exciting.
Two celebrity deaths to mention from over the weekend. Megadeth's a former drummer for Megadeth, Nick Menza, died. What was weird, though, he died on stage. And I don't know if you're a rock and roller, that's how you want to go. I recognize this record, this Megadeth song that he drummed on, because you see it in a lot of videos. There's one particular where they dance. The Addams Family's little girl, Wednesday, puts on a record.
Yeah.
And they make it like it's playing Megadeth, and Lurch dances to it. But there are those Megadeth fans out there. It's a very angry record, Mike.
What was the guy's name?
Alan, his name was Nick Menza, and he was the original drummer for Megadeth.
He also formed the Intellectual Society as well.
Yes,
he did. Like, he left Megadeth, Mike, because he just
had nothing
to talk to the other guys to. And one that made me think of Oscar, because I know you love DuckTales, the voice of Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, woo-hoo! Remember? Nothing?
Not really. Yes. The voice of Scrooge McDuck passed away, but Mike, you'll know him as Alan Young, who played Wilbur.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
I interviewed him.
A huge shock to everyone who assumed he was already dead. Yes, that was a long time ago, right?
A long, long time ago, way, way back when we interviewed Alan Young. And the before I started working with Don Geronimo, one of the funniest things he ever said was, I was listening to him, I think he was on WPGC, and he was talking about the Kentucky Derby. He said, my money's on Mr. Ed. He told me he was going to win. And that, to me, was one of the funniest little one-liners over a record that I ever heard. I still laugh at it. I still think it's funny.
So he was 96. And speaking of horses, here is the finish of the Preakness. Did you actually watch the Preakness other than the deaths?
I did. And how about, embarrassment or whatever?
Oh, exaggerate whore.
Exaggerator.
And it was a sloppy track. And it was
Keisha.
There was a lot of mud on the track. A very exciting ending. And if you watch the replays, Exaggerator won because the jockey rode smart. The jockey
now,
cut outside.
To the best of my knowledge, Exaggerator made a serious run at the end of the Kentucky Derby.
I believe you're right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, also, the Preakness is a slightly longer race. Am I right?
That is also right.
I am right about that. So Exaggerator had more time to close on Nyquist, and probably not a bad bet for the Preakness, and there will be no Triple Crown winner.
No. And also, Nyquist had never run on a track like this. So it was really sort of up in the air how it would end.
They're off in the Preakness. As they come to the gate pole, it is Exaggerator in front. Now Nyquist switches back to the outside. Exaggerator down to the 16th pole. The gutty Nyquist is coming at him in second, and then Stradivari followed by Cherry Wine. But Exaggerator has turned the tables. He has won the Preakness Stakes. It was very close for a second. Nyquist and Cherry Wine were right together, and then it was loud on the outside. Lonnie followed by Stradivari, and the final time was 1 minute 58.31 seconds. It was Exaggerator's day today.
Yeah, Exaggerator, really a lot of credit goes to the jockey for taking him on the outside in the stretch, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to pull ahead. Really
and
good
I
race
will
to watch.
I also tell you, in celebration of the Preakness, I will be enjoying Nyquist and Cherry Wine before I go.
But it's a great mixed drink, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nyquist, Lavoris, Vicks, all the great products.
All the great, wonderful products that are coursing through my veins right now.
Now, the fact that Jack Nicklaus has endorsed Donald Trump is not the story here. The story here is that Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
The golfer. His voice, Mike, I don't think has ever been this high. And I've always said he's had a high voice.
Did Nicklaus endorse Donald Trump?
On Friday, he came out. So really, if you want to gauge who you vote on by a golfer, this is important news. But listen to how high his voice is now. This is not altered.
I like what Donald has done. I like he's turning America upside down. He's awakening
the country. It does a little
bit. Do we need a little of that?
We need a lot of that. Is he a politician? Is he as smooth and politically correct as he should be? Probably not. But he'll learn. He's not stupid. He didn't get where he was being dumb.
And you know what I like? He'll learn.
Stunning to me, because I am surrounded by golfers down here, and they are all Bernie fans.
Yeah, it seems that way. And also, I like his outlook. Jack Nicklaus, make no mistake, he's smart. He said he'll learn how to be president, and there's no better way to teach a guy a job than to put him in it. So make him president and let him grab the ropes and learn.
All tied up, basically. National polls all tied up. Yep, we'll talk about it on the next Political Persuasion.
Mike, there's some famous YouTubers called the Fine Brothers, and what they did this weekend is they got old people, not Larry. Larry. And
come on, Bo. What are we doing?
We'll finish with this. They got senior citizens to listen to the Beyonce song Lemonade and react to it.
Okay.
I like this. Here's the Fine Brothers with old people reacting to the song Lemonade.
You better call Ricky with
That's
the
song, of course.
Oh, the good hair, yeah. I heard about that.
So she said, put the middle finger up. You're out of here, dude.
I like the rhythm. I like the arrangement. I love it. I don't understand Becky with the good hair, though.
Okay, who's Becky with the good hair?
Now we know why Solange was so angry in the elevator.
Beyonce, baby, go pound it. Tell him. get rid of that Jay-Z rat. She's too good for him.
Yeah. Oh my God. Jay-Z rat. Yeah. Yeah. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
All of that was recorded right here in Fort Myers, Florida.
In your house, wasn't it?
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. I want to thank our interns, Adrian and Brittany, for their wonderful stories today. That was delightful. Thank you, kids. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to tell everybody we are going to be debuting in Ocean City, Maryland, this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll be on there Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 on 97.1 The Wave, at least for this month. So we're very excited about that, and look forward to joining you down in Ocean City for your holiday weekend. It'll be a great time to hear the Mike O'Mara Show, and maybe we can turn more people onto this podcast.
Perfect.
That's the prime directive, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
Yeah.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.